yesterday we spoke about these vultures, and I actually just wondered about this. So what was the story? The story is, to counter its energy crisis, South Africa needs more renewable power. That includes wind. But wind turbines apparently are dangerous for birds, especially those with big wings and who aren't agile flyers. Okay, so we're talking Virgin, we're talking SAA, no we're not, we're talking vultures. The Cape vulture is already regarded as vulnerable. I don't think emotionally, I think physically they are vulnerable. They're not feeling vulnerable, they are vulnerable. So because of this, Cape vulture specialist assessment developed by the Department of Forestry and Fisheries needs to be completed before breaking ground. So it includes a 12-month site sensitivity verification process to determine if the wind farms are collision risk potential. So I'm worried about that a bit. You know, wind turbines are not small, right? Surely a vulture worth its salt could see this from, I mean, and they've got a bird's eye view, right? They should be able to see these things. And if they can't, well, then doesn't Darwin come into this whole thing? And we have a little bit of, well, survival of the fittest. I'm the world's worst environmentalist. I get that. I really, really do. Which is why we've actually asked a real person to come and speak to us about it. Rhino Kemp, head of research at Volpro and ecologist at ZESC. Are you rolling your eyes at me this morning, Rhino? I think you are. Hey.
Morning, Howard. Thank you for having me on the show.
You are rolling your eyes, aren't you? A little bit.
a little bit, but yeah, no, the thing is, just to add on to what you just said, yes, these birds have a bird eye view, but one needs to remember that they are constantly looking down, search for their food. And now we as humans put in structures that wasn't there previously. And that could cause a real problem for it.
So it's like a person looking at their cell phone and walking into a pole, effectively.
Basically, 100%.
Right. Okay. So let's just talk about that. Do they not have the? Well, first of all, tell us about these vultures. Give us the lay of the land here.
Yeah. So basically, vultures play such an important role in our ecosystem. They can be regarded as a keystone species, which means that basically a lot of other species rely on them. And this is basically the fact that they are our cleaning animals, with hyenas, lions, and other predators to clean up our environment. But the vultures are the only obligated scavengers. And basically cleaning up the ecosystem of decaying carcasses, thereby helping this stop the spread of diseases such as serious zoonotic diseases. Zoonotic diseases are diseases that can be transferred from animals to humans, and such examples are rabies and anthrax, and therefore the decline can be very catastrophic, not just from a health perspective, but it could cost the government billions, as we've seen in the Asian vulture crisis.
Right. So it's got a real impact. It's got a real impact and unintended consequences if we were to lose these species.
Yes. No. 100%. No. We can. It's so difficult to even explain what the impact is going to be. For example, I'll just highlight the Asian vulture crisis again. So that happened in India and across Asia, where the vultures we as humans use medication to treat livestock, but the livestock then still died, and the vultures then fed on that livestock, and that caused because they couldn't digest these. Now I can't get to the word, but the medical dosages was given to the birds, like Voltaren.
Right.
And that type of thing, and anti-inflammatory drugs. So basically, they fed on it. They couldn't handle it. They then died. That caused that, or vultures couldn't clean up the all these decaying carcasses. So dogs then started feeding on the carcasses, and it increased the spread of this, of rabies across India. And that cost the Indian government more than $3 or $4 billion. So in a country like South Africa, to suddenly pull out another $4 to $3 billion, can't even get the basic services right, it can be quite catastrophic for the economy.
In terms of these wind turbines, how problematic are they in other parts of the world?
So they're quite problematic across the world. Some areas, for example, just locally as well. So we don't really have vultures in the Northern Cape part, or not frequently. But there's also wind turbines coming up, but that becomes quite problematic for bastards and other large raptors. And the turbines are not just large birds that get influenced by these turbines, but we see that bats as well get killed, and they get killed more than millions a year, and that is also additional economic value that could be lost, because not everyone understands the impact of bats as well. As they are controlling the insect population. Absolutely. So without that, we're going to see an increase in insects as well. So from vultures all the way to bats, these wind turbines are quite problematic.
But how do you balance the needs of society and the alternatives? In other words, if we want to move to more renewable and less harmful in general, to the planet, things like wind turbines versus coal mining. Surely, you know, there's going to be some impact that might be the lesser of the two evils.
No, 100%, and I definitely agree with you. However, that is where all these guidelines comes in, where certain specialists need to assess it for 12 months, and that might delay some developments, but at least one can then understand exactly where power lines, wind turbines, solar farms, all those things that goes with renewable energy can be placed where it's safe for these vultures and safe for other species. So the thing is, it is just going through the process. Unfortunately, the process is slightly slow, because once again, if NGOs like Volpro and other NGOs have sufficient funding to put tracking devices and do more studies, one would be able to have that data available more frequently for these specialists. But now there's not as much data out there for these specialists to make accurate conclusions, and therefore they need to do a 12-month period for wind turbines, for solar energy, depending on the risk involved. They need to either do also a 12-month study if it's in a very high-risk area for birds versus one-site visit. So it all depends on where these developments come up. If you go and develop, for example, in the Eastern Cape, where you have quite a large number of colonies around these wind turbines, you're going to have a massive effect on it. But if you go in an area where it might not or not close to colonies or vulture supplementary feeding sites, it will have a lesser effect. So once again, it is just getting the right location, getting the right mitigations in place to do it. So for example, there is mitigations with wind turbines where they use tracking devices that they set up across the thing, and as soon as a bird moves into a wind turbine area, the wind turbine then shuts off automatically.
Right.
But once again,
there are ways to deal with it, right? No, I think
we need to go to
the 7 o'clock. We do need to go to the 7 o'clock news. Thank you for that very interesting perspective, Rhino Kemp, head of research at Volpro and ecologist at ZESC, talking to us about the Cape vultures and wind turbines.